Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whenever I get to a low point where I think, why do I even bother? I just try to remind myself, this is where most people stop, and this is why they don't win. Because to become who you want, you have to go through periods you don't. You don't learn how to go through hardship without going through hard shit. And so if it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
I think that probably everybody has a path that is there for them. And the trick about knowing yourself, the value, and taking time to, like, be still with yourself and listen to yourself. There's an expression, the voice of our spirit is extremely gentle. But if you can hear it, that thing, intuition, that thing, the path, you can see what's happening around you if you're in touch with yourself. And if you're not in touch with yourself, you keep tripping on the same, you're not seeing the angles and the roads that might be available to you. So I do think that part of the trick is taking time to actually get to know yourself so that you can see the light when it appears. Because I bet you everybody has it.
You have to accept what has happened. You need to accept reality. It's one thing to accept the fact life isn't fair, this is cruel, I don't deserve this. It's a whole nother ballgame to accept that this is what has happened. It's not changing. And the longer that you hold on to the wish in the position that you're in, the longer you hold on to this wish, the longer you prolong your own suffering.
We're at the end of the year. Just a few months ago, we were all in roughly the same position. We were thinking about year ahead. We were thinking about 2025 as a hypothetical, right? Who did we want to be? What did we want to do? What did we want to stop doing? What did we want to start doing? What changes are we going to make? Here at the end of that year, I think it's worth asking, how'd you do? Did you stop doing those things you swore you would stop doing? Did you start doing those things you promised you would start doing? Did you make those changes? Did you meet any of those goals? Did you keep any of those resolutions? Did you? Here I was, I had all these grand plans and ambitions, and what did they amount to?
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There's only one thing a friend of mine years ago taught me when I was coming up and I was deciding if I was going to do this, if I was going to pursue this this life. And he's an Indian friend of mine. He said, "Ab nahi to kab." I think that means, if not now, then when. So whatever you want to do, ab nahi to kab.
Most people aren't obsessed with their goals because they don't believe they're worthy of them. It's easy to dream about what you want. But in between where you are and what you want, there's a tremendous amount of stuff you got to change and do. But you do have a responsibility to do the work to change so that you can be the happy, fulfilled person that you were born to be.
If I were to shut down, you know, and give in, I remember the accomplishment of it. So at those times where you're questioning if you've anything left, no. A day from then, a week from then, a month from then, a year from then, you will never remember this comfort of the pain. You will always remember the pride, the accomplishment. That lives on. That's why pain is temporary. Pride is forever, guys. You give it your all, you get it all. Tenfold.
You can't just take that one aspect, like I mentioned about Jon Bon Jovi, like you just mentioned, right? You can't be Tiger Woods and just take the 15 majors without the painkiller addiction, without the public humiliation, right? You can't. You can't take the 28 Olympic gold medals that Michael Phelps has without the depression and the suicide attempts. You can't take Johnny Walker's World Cup medal without the 10 years of pain that followed that, right? So many of these heroes have paid a huge cost to get where they are. Huge cost. And we often just look at the upside and not the downside.
This is definitely going to be an unpopular take, but I think there's no greater privilege than having a sense of personal pressure. The pressure to always want to do a little better by yourself, to be a little harder on yourself when you have to, because you can actually take a lot more than you think or what society deems as healthy. To know how good it feels to be in a working flow state, to know how good it feels to be on one of those extreme discipline kicks, to be on a fucking tear with your workouts, your job, your social confidence, to genuinely know how it feels to live as the best version of yourself. And above all, to have a personal desire to want to chase all that. Because it seems so few are willing to push a little harder, even for the things that they know they want these days. Even if you fall off your wave, even if you fall into slumps like every single person does once in a while, even if it can feel overwhelming at times when you're always trying to figure out the best way to get back on the train, man, some people go their entire fucking lives figuring out that there's even a train to catch. I firmly believe that pressure is what truly evolves and grows your identity. There's never any change if there's never any self-induced call to action. And as scary as it can all feel, do not run away from it. Lean into that calling, because that's the ultimate privilege that's going to guide your purpose in life. Neither love nor terror makes one blind. Indifference makes one blind.
I try to treadmill with no music. See how long you do that. Because you'll be in your head so much and you hear yourself breathing, you ain't going to do it as long as you used to do it. When you can put the music on and just go, it takes your mind off of it. You can do the work a lot easier. A lot of the talent that you see out there on the highest level come from circumstances. There were such great circumstances.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
People don't become successful
just by accident. You know, I mean, maybe the guy that found gold in California and started the gold rush, but don't count on that. That's a one in a lifetime kind of a situation. So you got to really have a specific goal. And to me, to have that vision, you have to have a goal. Now, it doesn't have to be that specific goal, but it has to have some goal. This is why I always recommend to people, sit down, take your time, and start thinking about what is your goal.
Suffering creates perseverance. Perseverance creates character. Character creates hope. So if you think about that, when you have to go through any type of suffering, at the end of that suffering, if you exude perseverance, if you flex your perseverance muscle, you will then add layers to your character to then and only then have more hope in life.
In the final analysis, there are two parts of courage. Remember, Winston Churchill once said that courage is rightly considered the foremost of the virtues. For upon it, all others depend. Courage is defined as the ability to act and to go forward in the face of uncertainty, is to face the fact that you may not succeed. It's the willingness to take chances and to take risks. The future belongs to the risk takers. The future belongs to people who are willing to take the risks necessary. The second part of courage is persistence. It's the willingness to endure. It's the willingness to hang in there. Once you've started and you have begun, there is a period between when you begin and when you get some result. And in that period, most people break and run. Most people fall apart. They cannot stand not knowing, so they rush back to their comfort zone. But what you have to do is be willing to persist in the face of adversity, even though there is no guarantee of success.
We may encounter many defeats, but we must not be defeated. That, in fact, it may be necessary to encounter defeats so we can know who the hell we are. What can we overcome? What makes us stumble and fall and somehow miraculously rise and go on? I know that a diamond is the result of extreme pressure. Less time and less pressure, and it's just crystal or coal or fossilized leaves or just dirt. But time and pressure will create a diamond.
Stop looking for the perfect morning routine, the perfect calendar app, the perfect to-do list, perfect notebook, the perfect logo, the perfect name. Just start. People trick themselves into thinking that they're getting closer to their goals because they're setting up the perfect plan, they're getting the perfect apps in place, they're doing all these things, but they're not. You just need to start. You just need to post an episode. You just need to send the email. You just need to post the video. Just get started first and then worry about all that other stuff later. All that other stuff that you're worried about doesn't matter at all if you never actually start.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
But I'm starting to realize, bro, when you dance to your own rhythm, when you play by your own rules, and you live in through your vision, that's a perfect, perfect indication you're doing it correctly. Because they literally don't see what you see. They don't see it. They don't see what you see. They don't see as far as you see. And they don't understand why you see what you see. They don't even understand where it's coming from internally. They don't. I didn't get that back then. I just knew I had the desire for more. I knew I had a vision that I couldn't ignore.
And I tell you, it's extremely dangerous in this world today. You can either be externally oriented or internally oriented. One is powerful, the other is incredibly weak, and it will destroy you. It will break you apart. If you're externally oriented, always focused on what people think of you, their expectations of you, what mommy and daddy expect out of you, what your friends think you're going to be able to do, et cetera, et cetera. If you're always focused on their opinions, you have no space to develop your own confidence. You're continually bouncing back and forth between the opinions of other people. Whereas if you listen to other people, it'll beat you up and you'll never be able to reach the goals that you want to reach in life. So the answer is to become internally oriented, to know what you want, to know what your goals are, to know what your desires are, to know what makes you unique, and to put your focus on that and not on other people's expectations of you.
Disappointment to me, to win, you got to lose. To be successful, you got to have something that's not successful. To be happy, you got to have disappointment. So I think all of those things have evolved and happened to make me who I am and understand the benefits and the privileges I have for being who I am.
I need you to understand that you cannot escape from the pain and the void that's within with your vices and your distractions and your escapisms. The only way out is through. You don't have to remain in that trench and can be drug and vice-free with simple realignment of your purpose and daily habits that will change your life forever. That starts with realizing that you are worth that. You deserve that life shift. Just go out and get it.
There's a reason why high-performing people don't have lots and lots and lots of people around them. Anything that doesn't contribute, anything that doesn't push you forward, anything that you feel like you're having to carry that doesn't belong, you have to cut it out. You cannot compete at the highest level or even a high level carrying all this that comes from your old life. It's impossible, bro. No drama, no gossip, no fucking losers, no low ambition, no non-urgent people. If you're gonna win, it's gonna take urgency. It's gonna take urgent action. That's reality. The journey is so hard and so competitive, and there's so many people out here trying to do what it is that you do, that if you don't cut that weight, you legitimately cannot compete at the highest level because everybody else at the higher level is fucking great too.
Here's the second thing, is persistence is self-discipline in action. And self-discipline is the foundation quality of a great personality. Everything we've talked about really depends upon our having the discipline to do it. And self-discipline means the willingness to do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. Do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. And if you can persist, you develop the habit of persistence. If you develop the habit of persistence, pretty soon you get to the point where nothing will stop you and you become unstoppable. In other words, everything we've talked about is that you build your own character. You create yourself in the image that you imagine for yourself. And your goal must be to become absolutely unstoppable in anything you do. Your goal must be to set big dreams and to set goals and to take responsibility and, by gum, to make anything out of your life that you want to make out of, to be, have, do anything that you want, because there's no limits. At least there's no limits that you'll ever reach or I'll ever reach in our lifetimes.
Life isn't a straight road. Some days, it feels like nothing lines up. The timing is off, the answers don't come, and the moments you counted on slip away. But here's the thing. Even in the uncertainty, life has a way of still giving you what you need. The mess is where the magic hides. So embrace the twists and lean into the unknown, because it's in the cracks where the light gets through. And that light is all the reminder you need to keep going.
This world has gotten soft because almost nobody has a deep-rooted problem that they just sit with. Another beer probably does the trick for the people that don't want to face what's actually going on with them. Another shallow relationship might be just enough to distract from the all-consuming insecurity. You know, I've had some real hard times, whether you believe it or not. I've felt lonely. I've felt purposeless. I've cried. I've hated the world. I've done it all. But I have never once forgotten what's going on with me. And I never will. It's rare to find understanding in that. Because if I'm going to know for certain that someone won't abandon me, I better know that they've never abandoned themselves. And how many of us are really left?
Believe that you can. Visualize everything that you want to achieve in 3 months,
in 6 months, next year, and just hold on to that every single step of the way. Hold on to the way that you see yourself just crossing a finish line, graduating school, in a PR in the gym. Just visualize that, because your job is not to avoid the hard parts in life. Your job is to show up.
You're gonna lay in the bed you make. You're not gonna get away with nothing in terms of the energy. They might not catch you for what you're doing, but the energy is always gonna return to you. So when you're just living in this cycle of being negative all day and just putting out negativity, and that's the only energy you're putting out, it's gonna return to you in a different form than you put it out in. Master your energy. Do your best to master your energy and what you put out, unless that's what you want. You know, because you're entitled to whatever you want to create, whatever experience you want to create for yourself. Or if you're tired of that, adjust the energy. You know what I mean? As best you can, adjust what you wake up thinking and what you say. And then, lastly, what you do.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Getting older is automatic. Getting better is not. If you're going to get better, you have to become intentional. We literally go through life thinking that somehow the experiences of life itself will cause us to grow in our personal life. If you and I are going to get better, it's because we are intentional in our life. You see, intentional living, what it does is it takes good intentions and turns them into good actions. If you and I are going to grow, we have to grow on purpose.
We have to constantly ask ourselves the uncomfortable questions. I mean, is the world better for me having been in it? And if the last few years have taught me anything, is that rather than change the world to better suit our needs, how can we change ourselves to better suit the world that we all live in? Thoughtfully examine the roles we play and how to best be of use and to be of service.
It don't happen overnight, and there's gonna be moments when it's really, really frustrating, and it's gonna be moments when it's really, really inspiring and empowering. And if you get too high off the highs and too low off the lows, you know, you're gonna take yourself on a ride that's very, very uncomfortable. I think it's just about being committed to the work and appreciating, you know, when it's good and not stressing too bad when it's bad, just appreciating the work and staying focused on showing up every day.
Let me ask you a question. If you're able to stand in someone else's shoes and look back at yourself, are you someone you would admire? If the answer is yes, then congratulations. But if the answer is no, why not? You already know what you admire in other people, so become someone you would admire. If you admire people who wake up early, wake up early. If you admire people who build businesses, build a business. If you admire people who don't drink, don't drink. You already know exactly what you need to do. You already know all the actions you would need to take today, this week, and this month if you wanted to improve your life. Because they're the actions you admire when you see other people doing them. Admiration is just a signal for what we know we should be doing. So be someone who does the sort of things you admire in other people, and slowly you'll start to earn your own admiration. A setback is a hidden opportunity for learning or redirection.
The story isn't over. This chapter is simply setting up the next one. That's a beautiful thing. The story is not over. We just have to set up for the next chapter. In that setup phase, some things have to happen. You're going to have to be pressured, pushed a little bit, maybe thrown around, because we're setting you up for the next chapter. And that's not an easy process, but we don't want ease. And I'm always going to repeat this. We do not want ease. We want growth. We want evolution, right? We want healing. We want to be better. So understand what comes with that. Challenge, adversity, discomfort, setbacks, maybe sometimes heartbreak, failure. But we embrace it all with the right perspective, with the right attitude, and with a grain of salt. Because we understand that everything that is happening to us is also happening for us. Come on. Everything that is happening to us is also happening for us.
The biggest regret of the dying is never becoming your ideal self. I do believe that we're thrust in a world that we don't fit in. And I believe the journey is that a lot of people sell you a bill of goods along the way. That if you get some awards, you mean something. You go to a certain school, you got it. You got the right zip code. And you swim through all that filthy swill until you come to the really, really stark conclusion that I want to leave this earth becoming who I know deep within I am supposed to be. That it transcends status.
The greatest challenge of tomorrow's success is today's success. And the only way that I can keep reaching my potential is to give up today something so I can have something greater tomorrow. Your life is a series of trade-offs. Everything that you need in life and everything that you want in life, but you don't have it. The reason we don't have it is because it's outside of our comfort zone. So what do we have to do? We have to get out of our comfort zone. Trade-offs are all about getting out of your comfort zone. And the higher you go, the higher the price.
The wounds others have left behind are part of your story, but they're not the whole story. You get to decide how this chapter ends. Do you let the pain define you, or do you let it refine you? Do you let the heartbreak harden you, or do you let it teach you? Do you let the wound fester, or do you let it heal? You have the pen in your hand. You have the power to write a new chapter, one where the pain doesn't hold you back, but pushes you forward, one where the heartbreak doesn't close you off, but opens you up to something greater. The strength in healing isn't easy. It's messy. It's uncomfortable. It's a process that takes time and effort and patience. But it's also worth it. Because on the other side of healing is freedom. Freedom from the pain, from the bitterness, from the wounds that once held you back. You are not your pain. You are not your heartbreak. You are the person who faced it, who survived it, who is still standing in spite of it. And that is strength. So take the time to heal, to grow, to rebuild. And when you're ready, step into the next chapter of your life with the quiet, unshakable confidence of someone who knows they've turned their pain into power. Because you have, and you will. When someone hurts you, deeply, profoundly, it leaves a mark. Maybe it was betrayal. Maybe it was rejection. Maybe it was the slow unraveling of trust, one thread at a time, until nothing was left. Heartbreak, in all its forms, isn't just emotional. It feels physical. Like a wound you can't see but carry everywhere you go. And the hardest part? The world keeps moving. People tell you to move on, let it go, forgive and forget. As if healing is as simple as flipping a switch. But it's not that easy, is it? Because wounds don't heal overnight, and some scars linger. But here's the truth. You can heal. The wounds others have left behind don't have to define you. They don't have to be the story you carry for the rest of your life. Yes, they hurt. Yes, they've changed you. But they don't have to break you. Healing doesn't mean forgetting what happened. It means finding the strength to move forward, not in spite of the pain, but because of it. It means turning the heartbreak into wisdom, the hurt into resilience, and the scars into proof of what you've survived. The first step to healing is to stop pretending you're okay when you're not. There's no strength in denying your pain, no bravery in hiding your wounds. You can't heal what you refuse to feel. So, let yourself feel it. The anger, the sadness, the disappointment, the loss. Let it all rise to the surface. Cry if you need to. Scream if you have to. Write it out. Talk it out. Let it out. Because holding it in will only bury the wound deeper, making it harder to reach when it's time to heal. Acknowledging your pain isn't weakness. It's courage. It's saying, this hurt me, but it won't destroy me. When someone hurts you, it's easy to internalize their actions, to think, maybe I wasn't enough. Maybe I deserved this. Maybe it's my fault. But let me be clear. The wounds others have left behind say more about them than they ever will about you. Their choices, their actions, their betrayals, they don't define your worth. Your value isn't diminished because someone failed to see it. Your light doesn't dim just because someone else couldn't handle its brightness. You are more than what happened to you. You are more than how someone treated you. And you have the power to reclaim your sense of self, no matter how broken you feel right now. Every heartbreak, every wound, every betrayal carries a lesson. It might be a hard one, an unfair one, but it's there. Maybe it's about setting boundaries. Maybe it's about recognizing red flags. Maybe it's about learning to love yourself enough to walk away. The lesson is what you take with you. The pain is what you leave behind. Holding on to the pain won't protect you from being hurt again. It will only weigh you down. So, take the lesson, carry it forward, and let the rest go. Not because they deserve forgiveness, but because you deserve freedom. Healing isn't about going back to who you were before the pain. It's about becoming someone stronger, someone wiser, someone who's been through the fire and come out the other side. Start small. Focus on rebuilding the parts of yourself that feel broken. Spend time doing the things that make you feel alive. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, who remind you of your worth, who see you for who you are. This is your time to reclaim your life, to take back what the pain tried to steal, to rebuild yourself into someone who doesn't just survive, but thrives. Scars tell a story, not of weakness, but of resilience. They're proof that you've been hurt, yes, but also proof that you've healed, that you've endured, that you've faced the pain and refused to let it concern you. Your scars are your strength. They remind you of what you've overcome, of the battles you've fought, of the person you've become because of them. Wear them with pride. Let them be a testament to your resilience.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Don't become a victim of yourself. Forget the thief in the alley that's after your purse. What about the thief in your mind that's after your promise? The thief in your mind that says you're too short, you're too tall. I'm asking you to conquer that thief, even though you find him in your own consciousness. I want to reassure you that you can do it. I want you to reassure you that you can make the decisions. I want to reassure you that no matter what the night, no matter what the storm, no matter what the difficulty, there isn't anybody here that can't figure it out. Find some things to do, step at a time, yes. Minute at a time, yes. Day at a time, yes. Week at a time, yes. But there isn't anything you can't walk away from. There isn't any challenge you can't overcome. I want you to have that kind of belief in yourself.
I bet you and I have a lot in common. We're not the strongest, smartest, or richest people we know. We're not the fastest or most connected. We're not the best looking or most talented. We don't have the best genetics. But what we do have is something a lot of those other people will never have: the will to work. If there's one unavoidable truth in this world, it's that there is no substitute for putting in the work. There is no shortcut or growth hack or magic pill that can get you around the hard work of doing your job well, of winning something you care about, or of making your dreams come true. People have tried to cut corners and skip steps in this process for as long as hard work has been hard. Eventually, those people either fall behind or get left in the dust. Because working your ass off is the only thing that works 100% of the time for 100% of the things worth achieving. Work works. That is the bottom line. No matter what you do, no matter who you are, my entire life has been shaped by that single idea.
I will win, I will win, I will win. When that negative voice pops into your head and tells you that you don't have it in you, that you should give up and go back to your old ways, that you don't have any chance at succeeding, you must tell yourself that you will win, as conviction is one of the greatest powers that you possess.
Comfort is the silent killer. Every big decision in life comes down to it. The life you want versus the comfort you have. And the painful reality of it is that that discomfort never ends as long as you're continually challenging yourself. And so as long as you want to keep growing, you have to get comfortable in the fact that you will always feel like you're losing. You will always feel like you're not enough. And you will always feel like you have skills that you lack, because you do. And so most people pick comfort. But your dreams live on the other side of discomfort if you're willing to pay that price and go through it.
Along the way to mastery, you walk the way alone. But self-mastery, mastering something, is always about yourself. And if you want to master yourself, well, you're gonna challenge and face yourself, and this is happening alone. If this room is completely dark, I am alone. Even if somewhere behind there, I see a spark of light, I see a spark of hope, which is behind there. Yeah, but for me, experiencing here, there is still the gap of darkness in between me and the spark of hope. So around me, for me, it's dark. And I don't have anybody left and right for me.
I get it. Change is hard. But staying in the places that you've outgrown and no longer belong is destroying you. It's making you not trust yourself. It's burying the magic within you. And here's the truth. The magic happens when you stop shrinking into places that you no longer fit.
You know what's funny, man? I've always hated this time in the winter. January, February, when it's just been depressing and demotivating. Dark as cold as balls. You know, the holidays are over. There's nothing else to look forward to. You slowly fall off your routine. You choose the warmth of your bed over the cold morning drives to the gym. But the more I think about it, the more I realize that those feelings, those perceptions of winter, only exist because I choose to give my attention to them. But now, for the first time in my life, I'm loving this. I'm loving the frost. I'm loving those pitch black morning runs when the only thing you can see in front of you is your breath. There's nothing else on the road. And I keep building and gaining more energy, power, momentum from it because I choose to give my attention to it. I want to focus on that. And those feelings are here not because we're choosing to stick to our commitments, even when all those external variables are the most unfavorable. At the end of the day, the winter is just a metaphor here. Never bet your happiness, your desire to grow, your own personal motivation on someone or something else's external bullshit. You're still the creator. You're responsible for yourself, and you choose what's favorable now so you can always dictate what's favorable later. And I know it sounds cheesy, but when your desire to improve and help yourself burns bright inside, brighter than it's ever burned before, it'll keep you warm, and no season or circumstance will ever dictate your progress or mood again.
Place your confidence in you and validate that for the rest of your life, so when the external comes crashing down, you're still left with something. Life, however, is not about being alone and guarded, so work to find the people that will actually protect your confidence and trust in them. Confidence in the self is not the final destination. It's the first step to building enough internal value to open up the opportunity to surround yourself with better people.
To promise yourself that you are not going to go home a loser. And you will fight to the death to maintain your promise to yourself.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I would rather die than acknowledge to myself that I'm that loser. To build yourself up, to have a certain amount of, let's say, responsibility for yourself. This is why I'm emphasizing all the time in all of these years, make yourself strong. Make yourself strong. We all want peace, yes. But here, in our place, we not just want to have peace. Peaceful and strong. This combination I prefer better. In a cycle of life, where everybody, if you're just a little bit aware, you can feel something is shifting. Some people are not willing to maybe adapt to the change. Some people are not strong enough to adapt to the change. Some people don't know how to put it into practice in order to go with the change. And now comes the time, what is about you?
It may seem dark to think about it this way, but it's true. We are constantly dying, dying every day, as Seneca said. Life is a one-way street. Time marches in only one direction. Things are always ending, always coming to a close or getting closer to one. Marcus Aurelius knew this, but he didn't let it get him down. In fact, he found some reassurance in it. When we cease from activity or follow a thought to its conclusion, he observed, it is a kind of death. But this doesn't harm us, he pointed out. In fact, we look forward to many of these cessations and conclusions. Think about your life, he said, childhood, boyhood, youth, old age, every transformation a kind of dying. Was that so terrible? Of course not, it's just how life is. From one end comes another beginning. Nothing lasts forever, nor will we want it otherwise. Instead, we have to accept change, if not embrace it. We have to accept that none of us maintain anything or any form forever. Instead, we are transitioning, always, some quickly, some more slowly. Everything is tinged with a kind of dying. Everything is a phase, including the life we're lucky enough to live right now.
The standard isn't a goal you aim for when it's convenient. It's a line you refuse to cross, no matter how tired, uninspired, or tempted you feel. Most people let their standards be dictated by how they feel in the moment, but you're not most people. Your standard is a commitment you made to yourself. You don't adjust it for the weather, the mood, or the circumstance. Because the way you hold your line in the dark when no one's looking is the same way you'll rise to the light. Your standard is unbreakable, and so are you.
Is that all you need to do is live? That's all you need to do. Like, because life is this spiral, it's this infinite spiral of expansion. Everything that is going, everything that you need to happen is going to come to you within the spiral. So if you miss an opportunity, it's going to spiral back around and it's going to come back. Everything that you need to happen in your life is going to happen. Whether you like try to make it happen or not, it's going to happen. It's guaranteed. You're going to end up where you're meant to end up, regardless of what you think or what you do or how you occupy your time. All you need to do is just keep going. Keep swimming.
What you want to trust that something greater could happen. And that's not something that's very easy. So when we get to a point where we're so happy with ourselves, we're no longer looking because we feel like we already have it. That's when the synchronicities and the coincidences and the miracles and the opportunities begin to show up in our life that prove to us that we are the creators of our life.
Thinking is something different than experiencing, than sensing, than feeling life itself. This is why all these methods, stop thinking, meditate, discipline your thoughts. Stop thinking too much. Don't go into the past. Don't go into the future. Be in the present. Why? Because only then it's possible that the mind is free, the capacity is free, and now you completely immerse into whatever you are doing. And this means you have arrived.
You have arrived.
The truth is, the only thing standing between you and the life you want is you. And that's the best news you'll ever hear. Because if it's you versus you, the power is yours. Always has been.
Stop waiting for change to happen, because it could be years and years and years. It could be decades. It could never happen. Change could never come if you're just waiting for it. So make the change right now. If there's something you know or you want to change, and I'm sure you have a list of things, like write them down. What do you want to change in your life? What needs to change for you to achieve the things you want to accomplish? What do you want to change to be happier? What do you want to change to be more fulfilled? What do you want to change to be more passionate? Do it right now. Make the change.
I think motivation is complete garbage. It's never there when you need it. It's not a matter of will, it's a matter of skill. And it is a skill in life to be able to feel what you feel and then do what you need to do. It's acknowledging something we all struggle with, which is that moment of hesitation, that moment of self-doubt, that moment where you're standing on the sideline aching to jump in the game, but you are holding yourself back. The just is everything.
Regret. It's a word that carries weight, doesn't it? A word that feels like a chain around your ankles, dragging you back to moments you wish you could erase. It whispers in your ear at night, you should have done better. You could have tried harder. Why didn't you take that chance? The first step to turning regret into resolve is to stop running from it. Stop avoiding it. Stop numbing it. Stop pretending it doesn't exist. Face it. Look at it head on and say, yes, I made mistakes. Yes, I missed opportunities. Yes, I wish I'd done things differently. Owning your regret doesn't mean wallowing in it. It doesn't mean beating yourself up or living in the past. It means taking responsibility for it, acknowledging what happened without letting it control you. Because here's the truth.
Every regret holds a lesson. Every missed opportunity, every mistake, every failure is trying to teach you something. But you have to be willing to learn. Ask yourself, why do I regret this? What would I do differently if I had the chance? What does this regret reveal about what I value, about who I want to be? The answers won't always be comfortable. They might force you to confront parts of yourself you'd rather ignore. But those answers are the key to growth. They're the blueprint for the person you're becoming. Regret without reflection is wasted pain. Don't waste it. Once you've learned the lesson, it's time to act. Regret is a fire. If you let it burn out of control, it'll consume you. But if you harness it, if you direct it, it can be the fuel that drives you to change. Let your regret remind you of what's at stake. Let it push you to take the chances you were too scared to take before.
This might be the hardest part, forgiving yourself. Because regret often comes with guilt, with shame, with the weight of feeling like you've let yourself or someone else down. But carrying that guilt doesn't serve you. It doesn't fix the past. It doesn't make you stronger. Forgiving yourself doesn't mean excusing what you did. It means acknowledging that you're human, that you're imperfect, and that you're trying. Forgive yourself not because you're letting yourself off the hook, but because you deserve the chance to move forward without the weight of shame holding you back.
Don't stress in the face of adversity. Make adversity something you desire for an opportunity to grow.
You have to get used to being alone, because there are seasons where you'll basically transition from one group of friends into another. And it's not even a group of friends. You'll usually transition from a group of friends into no friends. And then you'll find one or two people who are at a new level. And then sometimes those people introduce you to some of their friends. And if you keep walking and you keep outpacing, then that group will then start retiring past you. And then maybe one person stays with you. Maybe no one does. And you'll have another lonely period. I'm saying this because I used to think that there was something wrong with me, when in reality, I just didn't understand what the nature of being exceptional meant. To be exceptional means that you are the exception. It means that you are not normal. And so it's normal for normal people to find you abnormal if you do things that are not normal.
Resilience is our ability to bounce back. I mean, in the simplest definition, resiliency is our ability to bounce back. But really what it means also is it's our ability not to get pushed that far, not to have to bounce that far back, because we built our resilience to a place where when life happens, and life's happening, life is going to keep coming. You've either gone through something, you're going through something, or you will go through something. Life's going to keep coming. Our resiliency, or our ability to take those things on, is a muscle. And it's a muscle that we can work on to allow us to take those things on as they're coming at us. The more we work on it, the better we get at it. In fact, the more we grow through, not go through, but grow through in our lives, the better that resilience muscle gets. So when these things are coming at us, instead of feeling like the victim, we want to embrace them, because they're growing our ability to take things on in the future. And as I grow my ability to take things on, I can start to take them on for the people around me. I can show them how to go through these things and actually grow through these things. Resilience is an important part of who we are. When we build it, we become better. Better able to handle the things that are coming at us and continue to make the world go round.
They're small gains. That's it. And what separates people who achieve their goals from people who do not is simple. People who achieve their goals understand the power of showing up every day and just doing the boring, tedious stuff. That's where greatness is made. It's in the things that aren't fun. It's in the stuff that nobody wants to do. That's the thing most people don't talk about. Goals are boring. All those people you admire that have what you want, you know what they're doing? They're doing the reps. And if you've ever looked at somebody who becomes an overnight sensation, I want you to look at their actual story, because they were doing the reps in the dark for a decade while nobody was paying attention. There is no shortcut here, period.
One day, win today. Then you wake up tomorrow and you do the same thing. And then you wake up on Wednesday and you do the same thing. Then you wake up on Thursday and you do the same thing. And guess what happens then? You create a winning streak. And when you do this long enough, you're forming new habits. Okay? And after a while, winning the day is not hard. It's easy. It becomes automatic. And when you get to the point where you're winning every day and it's automatic, guess what happens? Winning becomes who the f*** you are. And when winning becomes who the f*** you are, guess what you become? You become a winner.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's the number one thing that's holding most people back from reaching their full potential?
The story. The story they sell themselves on. Everyone's got a story. And everyone wants to tell you their story of how bad they had it, how hard they had it. And the more times you tell yourself or others that story, the more you reinforce the fact that you're not meant to have happiness, success, abundance. They don't realize that they still hold the pen. There's thousands of empty pages still in that book that they can rewrite that story. But we have to let go of the pages that others have written in our book and realize we got this pen. And we can start writing how the story looks from this day forward. But what's stopping them is the work that they haven't done. The work of healing through their traumas, their insecurities, their limiting beliefs, the glass ceiling, the whatever the thing is.
A mentality of greatness. And no breaks. I hate to tell people that. Today's done. Everybody wants it fast. You can be popular. But to be great? Monday on top of Tuesday, Tuesday on top of Wednesday, Wednesday on top of Thursday, Thursday on top of Friday, Friday on top of Saturday, Sunday. Let's start over. Let's start over. Let's start over. Let's start over.
When nothing seems clear, trust that the fog is part of the journey. Man, the fog is part of the journey. So often when we're going down our paths and, you know, there's a lot of fog around us and we can't see, we get so discouraged. We think something is wrong. We feel like the fog is negative. Oh my gosh, I can't see. Oh my gosh, I'm lost. I'm confused. I don't know what's going on. Whoa. Understand the fog is a part of the journey. It's teaching you how to trust. And what is it making you trust? It's helping you to trust in the one step right in front of you. Because whenever you're in fog, you can't see down the road, but you can see the one step in front of you. And you just got to keep trusting that if I keep taking that, even when I can't see, that eventually clarity will come. And you keep doing that. And eventually what happens? You gracefully move through that fog and you step into that sunlight. You step into that clarity. And it's a beautiful thing. And all that came because you were able to understand that the fog is a part of the journey, rather than seeing the fog and resorting back or staying stuck. Because you had the right perspective of it, it allowed you to move through it and step into the light.
So my big thing is,
when I live my life, I want to make sure that when I'm dead and gone, that I wring that wash rag out, and that wash rag is my soul. And I also believe that we're going to end up one day meeting a maker, if you believe in one. And I believe that maker knows everything about you. Everything about you. Knows I was going to be here and talking to you. Knows everything. But you also have a choice to make. You have a choice to make. We have choices. And the one thing that scares me to death in my life is getting to heaven and not being where I was supposed to be. And I believe that God has a chart, and he looks at the chart and he puts it in front of you, and you get to heaven. He says, hey, this is where you're supposed to be. And one of my biggest fears in life was to see that chart and not have every block checked off. You know, I want to make sure that I'm constantly pursuing whatever it is I'm pursuing, just to be the best. I constantly grinding myself into a fine powder.
So don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Success is just failure turned inside out. It's a silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near, but it seems so far. So stick to the fight. When you're hardest hit, it's when things seem worst that you must not quit.
The other day said to me, well, how can you continue? Do you have the strength or the will or the enthusiasm, Marcel? And I said, how can you ask this question? It is, if I abandon this project, I would be a man without dreams. And I don't want to live like that. I live my life or I end my life with this project.
It can't be done. This is why I try to tell you, anything and everything can be done if you can visualize it and if you believe in yourself. Let me tell you, you're going to find the naysayers in every turn that you make. Don't listen. Just visualize your goal, know exactly where you want to go. Trust yourself. Get out there and work like hell and break some of the rules and never, ever be afraid of failure.
Take full responsibility for what happens to you. It's one of the highest forms of human maturity, accepting full responsibility. It's the day you know you've passed from childhood to adulthood, the day you accept full responsibility. I used to have that long list of reasons why I wasn't doing well. I used to blame the government. I used to blame taxes. Look what you got left after they take everything. And they expect you to do well. I used to blame the weather. I blamed the traffic. I used to blame my car. I blamed the manufacturers. See, I used to blame everything outside. And then let me give you a little philosophy to help turn my life around. For your notes, here it is. It's not what happens that determines the quality or the quantity of your life. It's not what happens. It's what you do that changes everything.
Face it. You do not look away when challenges come. You don't blame yourself if at that moment in time you are not able to face it. The only thing you're gonna do is you step back, you take time for yourself, you invest the work, and prepare yourself to return.
You just gotta weather it and keep on walking and don't flinch. Don't let them know they got you. And what we do is at a standstill. Or stepping back, because we don't do that. We keep on walking.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money.
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Every problem that we have can be looked at two ways. We can look at it as a difficulty to get rid of, or we can look at it as a message from our true selves. We can look at it as something to overcome and get through, or we can see it as a possibility of learning.
See, the point is, you don't know how much future you've got. What's gone is gone. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Some of you have had divorces. Some of you have had terrible things happen in the past. But what's gone is now. It's in the past. And to spend your time focusing on the past is to spend the only thing that you've got, and that's what's right here, right now. This is all we've got.
There are some things in life that are out of your control that you can't change and you got to live with. The choice that we have, though, is either to give up or keep on going.
When you slack off, you feel empty, incomplete. You feel weak and you feel defeated. But when you go hard, when you allow for no slack whatsoever, when you meet that wall of pain and suffering and you power right through it, that feeling stays with you. That power stays with you, and it builds and it strengthens everything you do that day.
You can get yourself to love to do the stuff you hate to do, and there's no limit to success you can have in your life. And the more focused you are on how you're not going to do that, the more life seems to bring those things up for you and makes them barriers.
I believe that when we die, we meet the person we could have been, the what we were capable of, the life we were capable of having. I'm chasing y'all, pal. The emotions, the memories, the contribution, the achievement. It's necessary that you work on yourself, that you develop yourself. It's necessary that you get the energy drainers out of your life. People who don't want anything. People who are not striving. People who are not challenging themselves. People who aren't growing. People who stop dreaming. It's necessary that you align yourself with people and attract people into your business who are hungry. People who are unstoppable and unreasonable. People who are refusing to leave life just as it is and who want more.
Who knows who you could be if you were everything you could be? That is a limitless case. You know, what would it be like if you stopped doing all the stupid things that you're doing and took advantage of all the opportunities that came your way and aimed at the highest good? Who knows what you could be? You could certainly be more than you are.
The optimism that resides inside of you is a gift from God. It's on loan. Don't you dare believe that the trials and tribulations, the trauma, the neglect and hardship that you've gone through was to wipe you out. You needed the opposition. Because a warrior needs to go into battle, and you didn't realize it then, but you know it now. Everything that you have had to face also had to face you.
The absence of purpose, we will start digging holes in our life. In the absence of doing something meaningful, we will start literally binge watching TV, binge eating, binge drinking. Any vice will lead to self-destruction, holes in your life. And so people who would think like, no, I'm a human being. I'm like, no, bro, you're a human animal. You're a human animal until you get to a point of self-awareness and consciousness where literally these eyes, it's just a window that you're experiencing life through, and you can respond and not react.
There is no shame in wanting something. This whole world is based on wanting something. You've got to discover your gift, and when you discover it, You got to soak it. You got to wring it out, man. You got to diversify it. Most of us only have one talent. But do you know that that's all you need?
If you break, if you break, the fight isn't over. In fact, if you break, the fight is just beginning.
You survived. You're still here. That means you're victorious, and the victorious side of you needs to keep winning. Make winning a habit. Make getting up and going after your goals a habit. Write down your goals, smash them, then write down more as you smash those. Write down more. Keep dreaming, keep believing, keep excelling. And after you run over all those goals, turn around and look at the rest of your life and say, God, I thank you for putting me through the storm.
We're hypnotized. We're conditioned into believing we need a reason for gratitude or joy. And until I get that, I'm this. If you have the thought of your future and you feel the lack that it's not there, then you're back to the victim, right? But if you can have the thought, and the thought actually produces, just like fear, the thought of something terrible happening in your life creates the feeling of fear, the thought of something wonderful in your life creating the feeling of gratitude. And how you think and how you feel broadcasts information and energy into the field. Question is, what are you broadcasting every single day?
Your brain learns patterns. And even though you may feel stuck, even though you may feel hopeless, you're not broken. You have patterns of thinking and patterns of behavior that are broken for where you are and where you want to go in life.